Let's go to Ron Feingold. Hey, Ron, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Johnny B. How are you? Thank you for saying that. You're so kind.
Oh, man, it's well known in the industry. Everybody knows. But thank you, first of all, for letting me join you in LaughLink. It's pretty exciting stuff. And I'm looking at the roster that you've put together so far, and there are a lot of comics that I look up to, a lot of guys that I've worked with and gals, and this is really, really a great idea that you've put together. Tell everybody about LaughLink and how you came up with it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you joining us. I'm honored for everything. I appreciate you having me. We're all lost. Comedians that don't really have a second job or any kind of thing to fall back on, we have nothing. So I'm the kind of guy that tries to come up with some kind of solution with something with this. And the way that I came up with it is let's come up with a directory where we can find all kinds of entertainers that you can connect with directly. And an easy way to find them, an easy way to link and connect with them. And the biggest thing that I've found right now is a lot of comedians are trying to do their shows online. Right. And I don't know about you, and I don't know your opinion about it, but my opinion, it doesn't work.
I'll tell you, they suck. They suck really bad, almost all of them.
Oh, it's horrible. And I watch it. I mean, I can't say it's horrible because I get a lot of entertainment value out of watching it myself, just, you know, ragging on it.
Dude, I love you. I love you, Ron, because you're one of those guys, like, and I'm old school, too. I mean, I'm in a little over 20 years now, and I talk about all the time how the world has changed with the sensitivity of some of the younger comics and stuff. But, like, back when I started, you know, in 99, 2000, it was still very ball busty. We still gave each other so much crap. And one of the greatest joys you can have in a comedy club is to be in the back of the room and watch one of your friends bomb and eat it. It's so much fun.
It's so much fun.
Right.
You know what? I would rather do that than anything else, really. I would much rather see a guy take a dive.
Yes.
And it's so much fun. And I love watching it. I will go to an open mic sometimes just to watch those kind of things happen. What I found is these guys are trying it in their backyards, and they're, you know, hey, put my PayPal up here, and it's not working, and it's just two-dimensional. You don't have an audience. Nobody's responding. So on these Zoom connections or any way you do it, Skype or however, FaceTime, it's about connecting. It's about getting either a group of people together or a one-on-one connection, and people that have always wanted to talk to an entertainer and then get some advice. I mean, you have a great profile. I mean, it's for parties. It's for greetings and meetings. I'm actually doing a show in the middle of May for a government agency. It's like a sewage company or the sewage government, regulatory agency in Key West.
Just say mafia, man. It's fine to say mafia.
Yes, it's the mafia in U.S. But they're having meetings online now. They can't get together, and they're bored stiff.
Right.
So I'm coming on, and I'm acting as a shill, as a consultant, and I'm just going to say the most asinine things.
Love
it. This guy's helping me write it. And, you know, we have 300 people on this Zoom call. And I'm going to say, hey, everybody's got to clear your schedules for next Monday. Everybody's got to come in for their Clorox injections.
Oh, great.
Get it out of the way. We're going to record these things and hopefully make a YouTube channel or a reality show out of the funny things that happen with it. Because there's some games that I came up. Am I talking diarrhea of the mouth right now?
No, dude. This is all great information. Okay. People are soaking this up. Believe it.
Okay, cool. So I came up with these games. Like, if you have 300 people on a call, or even 30 people on a call, somebody's either going to be a smartass, or invariably somebody's going to have a really great item in their house.
Right.
So how cool would it be to play show and tell with 30 to 50 people on a Zoom call, and somebody's going to whip out very interesting items? Other things like the best Zoom backgrounds. People come up with really funny backgrounds. Best masks. Have a talent show, you know, have a little talent show. People can do a little stupid human trick or something.
Right.
This one that I'm doing with the company in Key West, I'm going to take the boss and do like a little newlywed game with him and his secretary. So how well does the secretary know the boss? How well does the boss know the secretary? So it's to spice up webinars, spice up seminars and training sessions and meetings. Even if you wanted to meet an entertainer, I have singers. I have a couple, I mean, great singers. Consuela Ivy Vaughn from Carnival Cruise Line, the number one singer on Carnival Cruise Line, Marcus Anthony. And they're willing to sing, and it's all very affordable. It's 15 minutes for $50 for five people, and it's $10 every additional person after five people. And then if you want to do half an hour presentation, or we call it a LaughLink connection, it's $100 for most of the comics or singers or magicians. And that's up to 10 people. And then anybody after 10 people, it's $10.
Yeah.
So it's extremely affordable. It's fun. It's a great idea. After all this time being cooped up, I really think that we're going to be cooped up for the next couple of months, believe it or not, at least for comedians and comedy clubs and getting in mass gatherings. I really think it's unfortunately going to be a long time. So that being said, I'm hoping that this will be our outlet for some fun. And even though it's in this kind of way of connecting, it's really, you know, it's a cool way of connecting too. It's a lot of fun.
And it's, you know, the possibilities are endless too. And all of us, you know, I'll speak for everybody on LaughLink, but I'm sure all of us will be up for suggestions. Like, so if somebody had, whether it's their family, whether it's their company, if they had, man, I got a great idea, but I need somebody that can pull it off. Somebody that's funny, somebody that's entertaining. Yeah. I would like to do like a faux dating game, because that was something I thought about doing with this new platform.
Idea.
Like you get, you know, 10 singles, 10 single guys, 10 single girls, and I host a dating game via Zoom. You know what I mean? That could be a lot of fun, you know, a way for people to connect. And you got this middle guy here that's funny, you know, that's able to kind of pull off the dirty version of Chuck Woolery. But, I mean, that's just something that I came up with on the fly. But there's people all the time thinking, you know, what can we do to break up the monotony? You know, like what can we do? And the every comic has on their profile, and every you know, the magicians, everybody – they have a list of ideas and things that their strong points are. And I'll go randomly, like Catherine Maloney, who's a dear friend of mine. It's been on the show a million times. You know, you click on her profile. It's very simple. They got the headshot. I'm doing it right now. You click on it. Boom. There she is, and has her bio, her Zoom style, and what she's perfect for, which she has meetings, online gatherings, parties, connecting with friends, and advice. Advice is a thing that I think people are really going to love from comedians, because – we're going to give you the absolute worst advice, but it's going to be funny, most likely. But or maybe we'll give you good advice.
It's going to be real a lot, too.
Yeah,
real advice. I mean, if you want to get the absolute God's honest opinion, ask a comedian.
Yep.
I mean, ask a guy that's been in the business 30 years. He doesn't care what your feelings are.
No.
And we're going to tell you exactly, you know, how you feel. I mean, he cares how your feelings are, but he doesn't care about, you know, buffering your feelings
right.
when it comes to telling you the truth. But yeah, there's a ton of things happen. I mean, I've had comedians come up with great. I would have magicians that are going to be doing tricks.
Right.
Heaven Lee is a marvelous magician from the New York, New Jersey area. He's done a ton in Atlantic City, all over the world. And Joe Holiday is another guy from Atlantic City that we have on LaughLink. So it's a wide variety of comedians too. And only hope to grow it. We're hoping to get some celebrities involved. We just released it today. So we're hoping to get some celebrities involved where we can get in touch with celebrities. It'll be a different price level, of course. But, you know, you'll be able to connect with these people and you know, have a big party of friends. You can invite up to 50 people for a Zoom call. Or there's other comedians that can even invite even more than that.
Yeah, I'm looking at this.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, you got a great variety here to start up this thing. I mean, this thing, like, literally started at 11 o'clock this morning is when this website went up. And, I mean, you got Dean Napolitano, who's one – this guy's been, you know, Montreal Comedy Festival. He's been doing it for 30, you know, plus years, and he doesn't look like it. He's like Ralph Macchio. He doesn't age. But
it's sickening.
He's so funny, too. Like, he's so high energy, so funny. And guys that I've worked with, like James Yon, I mean, Chris Shaw, Miguel Colon, like, these are great, great comics, man. I mean, you even got a biker comic if they want that, you know what I mean? It's pretty much – a lot of these guys have dry bar specials. Hills. Mo Alexander, good God, he's been around. He's one of the first guys I opened for a long time ago. So it's really, really great what you got going on here. And there's a variety. And like I said, this is just starting. But if anybody's out there, if whether you want 15 minutes with a comedian, and you can go through and just browse all the bios and everything else, and there's a lot of links to videos if you need to see the actual stand-up. And I mean, you have plenty of time to go through laughlink.org and kind of check it out. And if you're somebody that's running your company via Skype or Zoom right now, this is a great, great way to break up the monotony. You can even plan it. You can be like, hey, guys, we have a comedian Friday at our meeting. We're going to play a game and blah, blah, blah. And it'll give them something to look forward to, which is really, really cool, too.
Absolutely. I so appreciate you supporting us and being a part of it. I'm so excited about it. Yeah. I mean, I wish it wasn't the case under the circumstances what we're doing with it, but we're making the best of it. And I really think that we're going to help a lot of comedians and entertainers out as well. We're hopefully going to, you know, get some national attention too and get the word out about it. But I think with Carnival being down, I mean, we have a ton of Carnival comics. With them being down till the end of June, you know, I'm just trying to help my friends out. So I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. I mean, I was talking to a couple of comics today about it because they saw me posted on my social media and they were like, what's this all about? You know, what's the angle here? And I said, there's no angle. This is Ron Feingold. I said, he's legitimately trying to help comics, including himself. Like right now, the pandemic has sidelined stand-up comedy. So he brainstormed. He thought of a way to use his tech skills to try to get some, you know, some sort of relief for stand-up comics. and also, you know,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
No, it's fine. That's how good I am, folks. Go to Laugh Link. Look at my bio. But also, this could turn into something very lucrative down the line. Like you said, a reality show or something like that. Like,
I hope so.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm hoping that it does. I mean, I'm not trying to make $1 million out of comedians from this either. I hope I don't have that impression from other comics too.
No.
Because there's a small membership fee, but I'm just trying to reinvest in, and it just didn't, you know, this wasn't free. I had to invest my money in this when I'm not making any. So I'm hoping comics don't see it as me being an opportunist or something. I'm just trying to make a buck. So you have to spend a buck to make a buck. And it's a $25 a month membership. You can make that back in half a call.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping comics don't see it as, I mean, I know times are tough, but I'm giving them a platform. I'm giving them a directory, an opportunity, and getting the word out about it just like this. So there's a lot of value in it.
Yeah, you're actually a good person. Now, I'm trying to take advantage of a bad situation. Like, I'm going to try to milk this pandemic for everything I can. I hope by the end of this thing, I'm smashing birthday cakes on my belly for people in South Asia.
Yes.
And I hope that I go viral. And I hope it's all because of Laugh Link. And I will be I'll throw you a big chunk of my money when I'm you know, I got 5 million TikTok subscribers, and it's all because of Laugh Link.
I hope so, man. And I want to see that, too. That would be great.
Absolutely.
I really think a lot of funny things are going to happen. I mean, I think if you got 50 people on a call and especially some, you know, some great open-minded people from the villages, maybe, you're going to have some interesting items come into the screen. So, but I'm excited about it. I'm hoping that we can get some Hollywood folks involved and, you know, some celebrities and, we're going to be telling some great stories. I love that you're planning on doing roasting people, which I think is great. If somebody wants to roast somebody, and that's something Dean does really good as well. He's so fast. Every time I watch Dean, I want to quit doing stand up. He's so good.
I know.
But yeah.
I was saying, the roast idea I had a while ago where I was thinking about starting, like maybe on Fiverr.com or something, I was actually going to, you know, be an online roaster where, you give me somebody's Facebook profile and then I write a 10-minute roast, record it, and then you email it to them. And I just kind of sat back and never did anything with it. And then when this came along immediately, because that's one of the things I love more than anything is roasting people. So it's going to be fun.
You can do it on the fly, too. I mean,
you
can have all those faces up on the screen. I mean, you just like, you know, hey,
there
he is. Lee Iacocca is back from the dead. Look at him, everybody. I'm trying to think of other people that we have on here that are exciting people. We have Julie Scoggins as well.
She's great.
very funny from Last Comic Standing.
Yep.
A great gal. Yeah, you mentioned Catherine as well. She's wonderful. She's such a firecracker. I love working with her.
Yeah, she's a lunatic. We've done a series for years called the Down and Dirty Shows, where it'll just be the filthiest of the filthy and the most unhinged comics. Like, we'll throw Kyle Roos in there with us, and we've done shows with, you know, the three of us, and it's like we tell people ahead of time, look, if you have a heart condition, don't come to this. This is going to be bad for you. And then that's where she shines. I mean, that's like she's right in her wheelhouse when it comes to that. It's so funny.
She's beautifully filthy. I love it.
That's well put.
She's wonderful. And I actually used to work with one of your fellow Tamponians. He is Michael Mack, if you remember.
Yeah.
I used to be in a group called The Musical Comedians. Okay. And I don't know if you remember, I do a cappella music in my show.
Yes, you're great.
Thank you. And then there was another guy named Kier, who's also on Last Link, and he's a guitar act, a wonderful impressionist. So the three of us used to go around and tour together. And it was one of those things where it just turned into, you know, us beating the crap out of each other. It's such a rock and roll story, minus the drugs.
Right.
It was just perfect, you know, but something that went great and it went awfully bad. But it was fun to work with Michael. We have some experiences with him, and you worked with him probably when he started.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, if you've never seen a penis puppet closer, then you've really never seen a comedy show.
That's right. That was the most amazing thing to watch every night when we were on tour, is to watch people just fall out of their chairs when, you know, he would rip off his pants and there's a puppet right there in your crotch.
I mean, has anybody ever followed? Nobody's ever followed that bit, right? He's never middled with that bit, right? Because I couldn't imagine somebody having to go up after he closes with the penis puppets.
Well, I got a great story about it. We did a NACA, which was a National Association for College Activities showcase.
Yeah.
And we're a bunch of 45, 50-year-old guys, you know, and we're going for these college kids. And Michael does this thing where he rips his pants off and there's a talking puppet in his crotch at the end. So when we started our set, Kier wants to rock and roll it. And he goes like, hey, everybody, come on down and come up to the front of the stage and, you know, enjoy the music. So all these kids come up because they're spirited and they're into it. And so they stay there and Michael's up on stage and he rips his pants off. All the guys leave immediately. They go to their chairs and like, I'm out of here. Bye. Goodbye. I'm out. And I'm watching from the back, and then I'm just seeing all the girls just stop and staring up in horrified faces.
Nice.
They're just so like, oh, this is the most creepy, nasty thing I've ever seen in my life. We didn't get a gig out of that.
I'm gonna say, if you got gigs for it, it would have been worth it. Yeah, those are the toughest, man. They want like 19-year-old YouTubers now is what they want for the college gig. So we're all over with now. So it's sad. We're talking to Ron Feingold. He is a comedian, a buddy of mine who has started laughlink.org. If you saw my social media earlier, you saw I posted links to it. It is an awesome, awesome venture where comics right now who are sidelined, like a lot of people are right now, we don't really have any other skills. Most of us don't. So if you want to have us in your homes, on your computers, on your phones, via Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, any way you want to get us to you, you go to LaughLink, and there's profiles for every comic, a couple of magicians, musicians, singers. You go on there, check it out. There's a price list there. And if you have some disposable income, some people do, and you want to entertain yourself, your family, your friends, your coworkers, it's a great way to do it. Ron, thanks so much, man. I really do appreciate it.
Oh my God, Johnny, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Looking forward to the future. And I wish everybody luck, health, and happiness over there. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to post your social media links up too, so everybody can give you a follow if you're not doing so already, man. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, buddy.